That's all good things you can do. You could actually use another axe, you could use a wooden and...
At the same time, okay. Oh, we're going. Okay, we're on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, right, Tan Rabbanan. Now, Ein Oifin Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro. You can't cook from one Yom Tov to the other one. Be'emes Amru, however, they said, Mimaleya, a woman can fill Isha Kol HaGadeir, all the pot with Basa. Afal Pi, She'ena Tzuricha, Elechaticha Achas. She only needs one piece of meat for Yom Tov, and the leftovers you can use for the second day Yom Tov. Since you're doing it in one shot, it's okay. Similarly, Mamale Nachtam Chavish Shel Mayim, you can heat up a big barrel of water. Afal Pi She'ena Tzuricha Elechiton Echad, because even if you're only going to need one jugful, Aval Lefois, but when it's lefois, we're making individual breads. Eino oifa ella mosha torichlo, because there you're doing it. It's not in one shot. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar imer memaleya isha kolatano. She can actually fill all of the tana with pas. Mipnesha pas nefer yofer, because it's going to make the one that you're going to use for yom to better bismancha tano mole when the tana is mole. So comments amarava halacha k Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar will make all. Hibaylo, there's a question asked in the Beis Midrash. Mishalo haniach Erev Tavshilin. Somebody forgot to do Erev Tavshilin. Is it who ne'asar v'kimcho ne'asar? Besides him being osa to bake, is also his kemach also osa? Or Dilma, who ne'asar? He's prohibited, obviously. V'en kimcho ne'asar, but his flour would be, is not ne'asar. Okay, l'may nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Like nui kimcho l'achirim. To give his, does he have to give possession of his kemach to somebody else? Iyama hu ne'asar, v'kimcho ne'asar. If you want to say he's osa and also his kemach is also ne'asar, tzorich la'anu yikimcho l'achirim. He would have to give his flour to somebody else to own, and then they could cook for him. Iyama hu ne'asar, v'ein kimcho ne'asar. If you say he's osa, but his kemach is not ne'asar, then lo tzorich la'anu yikimcho l'achirim. He wouldn't have to give ownership, they could just cook his flour for him. My, what's the halacha? So Tarshma, somebody who didn't do Erev Tavshilin, he can't bake, v'lo yivashil, not cook, v'lo yatmin, he can't do hatmana, lo loy, v'lo acherim, and he can't do it for other people, v'lo acherim, oifin, and vashin loy, and other people can't do it for him either. Kate said, oisa, how is he going to do it? So, makne kibach acherim, he has to give ownership of his kemach to somebody else, v'oifin loy, mavashin loy, and they're going to do it, they can do it for him with their flour. Shmamina, who ne'esah v'kimcho ne'esah, shmamina. So we see over here that also the kemach is ne'esah. Another question, ibayiluhu, of offer, if a person didn't do Erev Tavshilin and he says, I'm going to cook anyway, right, what's the din? Is his kemach, is the what he baked also? Okay, my Tashma, Mishalo haniyach Erev Tavshilin, somebody who didn't do Erev Tavshilin, Ketzer Oysa, how does he do? This is the price we mentioned earlier. So, Makna Kimcho L'Cheirim, he gives ownership of his character to somebody else, V'Acheirim Oifin V'Vashin Lo, and other people are going to cook for him. V'im Isa, and if it is true that his, it would be permissible to partake of what he baked, even though it didn't in a prohibited manner, right, listening, should have taught in that braisa over there, because it's taken about how could one basically eat on Yom Tov, on Yom Shabbos. So teach of over offer mutter. It should say it's mutter. And by the fact that he didn't, he omitted it. So you see, it's not viable. So we're doing right. I'm a rabach about masna tana. The tana tikonta de hetera katana. He taught a viable, permissible way to fix up the situation. Tikonta is sura lo katana, but he's not going to teach an avera dika tikona. Tashma mi sheniach erev tavshilin. Somebody who did an erev tavshilin, hareze oifer mavashil matmin can do everything. Ve'im rotz la'achol, I say we can. Rishus biyadu. Ochlo shel adshelo offer. But if he happened to eat it before he baked, adshelo hitmin, hareze oifer v'lo yivashil v'lo yatmin. He's not allowed to do anything. Lo lo v'lo la'achirim. And people can't do it for him either. So what can he do? This is an eitzah. He can cook for Yom Tov. If it happens to be his hoisa, he's got leftovers. Hoisa the Shabbos, he can use the leftovers for Shabbos. But on the condition, he can't do any aroma. He can't have in mind that, you know, I'm going to do an extra big one for Shabbos. Oh, and what happens if he did aroma? And if he did aroma, it's also. If he did the wrong thing, it's osa. The thing becomes osa and he can't partake of it. So in our case, if you did the wrong thing, it's going to be osa to partake. So we'll push off the proof. Amaravashi, harama karmat. He said harama. Shani harama. It's not a good comparison. Why? Because the achmiru bar rabbanon to fame amazed. The rabbanon were more machmir. with Haroma, because these cunning wink-wink guys, we don't like to allow them to get away with things, because it's going to be a kill call. But Mezid, it could be that it would be Mutter.